Welcome back. We are so glad you stuck with us through the break. It's always great to speak with Tolian Chavijian. And remind our listeners, if you're interested in that conference, it is coming up on October 25th. More information, just give us a call at Lay Renewal, 314-647-0717. We're going to turn a different direction now, and this might be a little tougher topic. Cheryl Crozier joined us earlier this year, and we talked about a little bit of her story and her son, Simon, and her life. And so I want to welcome her back because her book has now released, and I would like to let our listeners know about this book, how they can get their hands on it, and remind them of Cheryl's story, because I think especially this time of year, as we're approaching election season, something like the sanctity of human life is just kind of important for us to keep in our thoughts and in our prayers as we go forward. So first, I want to give the website. The website is simonismyname.com. You can just type that into your browser there and go straight to the website, simonismyname.com. But let me welcome Cheryl. How are you doing today, Cheryl?
Good. Thank you, Marty, for having me on your show.
Well, I appreciate your spending a little bit of time with us again. Let's start off. Our listeners, if they don't remember you, why don't you give them just a real quick bio of who you are?
Okay, well, I'm Cheryl. I'm a resident here in St. Louis, and we our family resides here in St. Louis, and my husband Scott and I have two sons, Samuel and Sean. Now they're age 9 and 7, and then we went through a series of miscarriages. We had lost 6 babies to miscarriage, and then we had gotten pregnant with our son Simon, who ended up having trisomy 18. And for those of you that don't know what trisomy 18 is, it is also known as Edwards syndrome, and it's a disorder of human chromosomes which occurs in approximately 1 in 6,000 live-born infants. It meant that Simon had the presence of an extra number 18 chromosome. So it may sound rare, but it is real, and these children with 18, trisomy 18, do have medical complications that do go along. For instance, one defect would be the heart defect. Literature will say that this is random, but as we found out later and through the Lord revealing to us, Simon was not random. He is a person, and he is a child of God, and he definitely had a purpose.
Now, for our listeners who aren't familiar with all of your story, I know that they, when you were pregnant with Simon, they wanted to do several different tests while he was still in your womb. Can you give our listeners just a quick little snapshot of what Sure. they wanted to do and why you were not willing to do some of those things?
Sure. Well, after experiencing 6 miscarriages, we had found out that my husband had an inversion with his X chromosome, which would most likely cause any miscarriages to be with girls, because girls fall within the XX chromosome. So we felt that we were already under a microscope already because of the miscarriages. And then they had another idea in mind. What they were looking for are possible defects. And what we didn't know at the time is what they were searching for was trisomy, any kind of trisomy-related disorder. And they knew that once, you know, a diagnosis is made with trisomy 18, they often advise parents to terminate. Well, because of the 6 miscarriages, we were not going to risk, put ourselves at risk for another miscarriage, which could be a possibility with an amniocentesis. So we refused. And what we found out was they just continued to nitpick and look and look, and they found that Simon had a cleft lip. And so they were trying to add markers onto that trisomy 18 label. What we found was that they were going to advise us to terminate, which they did, and let us know that there are parents who terminate for just a cleft lip. So even though they couldn't give us the diagnosis of trisomy 18, I know they were looking for other markers with it. So it was a very rough road after having lost so many babies and then to have to go through this. We felt that we were being robbed of the joy of this pregnancy, But we also knew that the Lord wanted us to continue on, to carry Simon to term, and we knew that whatever time the Lord was going to give us was going to be a gift. In fact, before I got pregnant with Simon, I had prayed that the Lord would not get me pregnant unless I was able to hold this baby in my arms, and he did grant me that wish.
The as I was reading through the book, I'm Not a Syndrome, My Name is Simon, and again, our listeners can go to the website simonismyname.com to find out more about the book, see ways that they can order it. You can order it online and just kind of get a PDF version you can have on your computer or whatever is most convenient for you. And there's some excerpts on the website again. So it's, but as I was reading through it, I was, and the times that I've spoken with Cheryl, I've just always been impressed by her love for her children, by her love for her family, and just her passion for the Lord, and to see how you can press forward in a difficult situation like this one, especially when all the and I'd never heard a term before, but you have doctors and medical professionals telling you that this child is incompatible with life, and I can't imagine how hard it would be to hear something like that. Cheryl, can you give our listeners some insight? The first time you heard someone use that term, incompatible with life?
Those are very harsh words, and they still use those words even today, that there are trisomy children who are surviving. But they use that word as soon as they can, as soon as the trisomy diagnosis may come. It may be, you know, when a mom is pregnant with a baby and she gets the prenatal diagnosis, and then they'll start talking incompatible with life. But in Simon's case, he was diagnosed when he was 3 days old. And after that diagnosis, just the array of emotions that we felt and just the difficulty facing, you know, all these terminal medical terminology and decisions, and we just felt so alone. But we just kept on saying we wanted Simon special needs and all, and we're not, my husband always said, we're not here to expedite his demise. And it seemed like the doctors wanted to rush his death. And we wanted the doctors to look at Simon as though he didn't have that label of trisomy 18. And we wanted them to treat him, treat Simon with their God-given talent as a physician, and then leave the rest in God's hands. But they looked at us, and they were wondering why we'd even want our son who had trisomy. And we communicated very clearly on that we wanted him. And all we kept hearing was not for Simon or incompatible with life. And Simon was living, and this is not incompatible with life. It's God at work here. They thought that we'd lose Simon the first week, and we didn't. But I can tell you, Marty, one of the things that now that I look back, where the Holy Spirit was definitely working, was there was a nurse practitioner who kept wanting us to give Simon morphine. And this happened like three different times. And we didn't know it at the time, but we kept saying, no, he does not need morphine. We wouldn't give any of our other children morphine. Why would we give him morphine? Come to find out only later that morphine is contraindicated in children with trisomy 18. So,
now explain what contraindicated means, please.
It means that they will have a very adverse reaction to the point of death in certain situations, which I now know that has happened. Their hearts are so fragile, and if it's before, you know, any kind of heart surgery, or if they don't have the child on the right type of medication, it can cause a very severe reaction. The message that I would like to send is it's so important to just keep praying without ceasing and just trust the Lord. But what's important is to advocate for your child, because if you don't, you know, you're left in the hands of our society, and, you know, our society is so quick to put a label on our children, and they don't see our children as being created in Christ's image. And we know that our identity is in the Lord, but, you know, we don't know what's in their hearts. And so
we're speaking with Cheryl Crozier, and she is a local St. Louis native. And if you want more information on her book, you can go to the website simonismyname.com. and you can get some excerpts on the book there. You can find out more information, a lot of wonderful pictures on the website there, and that will help you kind of understand a little bit of Simon's story and Cheryl's story and how God worked through this particular situation. You can click on some links and find out how you can buy the book. The book is kind of crazily priced, very, very low, but I think Cheryl's heart is that this story would get out there. It's a tough read, but I think it's very beneficial. And if you are someone or you know someone who's struggling with either a special needs child or a troubled pregnancy, I would encourage you to check this out. There are a lot of great ideas and tools and resources in here that you might be able to use. Again, the website is simonismyname.com. You can meet Cheryl on the website there and find out different ways to contact her and get more information on the book. This may be one of those, quote, rare syndromes, but if you have a child or you're struggling with something, nothing is rare. Find your strength in Jesus Christ. That's all the time we have today. Remember that your time is His time, so please use it wisely. God bless.
Encounter is You and the Issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this Talk and Issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.